Nearly 2 million Illinoisans are foreign-born. Most are naturalized or permanent residents, while an estimated 540,000 do not have legal status. That last number has groups that help immigrants, keeping a close eye on the presidential race. They say the election could determine the fate of President Barack Obama's programs to shield undocumented young adults. I'm Sarah Mueller with NPR Illinois. Kenya Gonzalez is a 22-year-old senior at Eastern Illinois University. She works to pay for school because she doesn't get public financial assistance. Gonzalez says she's getting a college degree to help her mom.
So I wanted to go to school because I'm the only child and she's a single parent. So I've had to see her work long hours to provide for me. And my goal is to ease that. And I knew that going to college and doing something with myself would be the best way to do that.
The thing is, Gonzalez was brought to the U.S. from Mexico by her mother at the age of 5. The only reason she can work to pay for school, in fact, the only reason she doesn't have to worry about being deported, is because she qualifies for Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. Obama created the DACA program in 2012. To qualify, people have to meet certain requirements, like coming before 1/16th birthday, living in the U.S. since 2007, and getting a high school education. Obama has tried to expand the childhood program to include more people who came as kids. He also tried creating a deferred deportation program for parents of citizens or legal residents. But Texas and other states have sued to block that from happening. The U.S. Supreme Court's recent 4-4 split decision on whether to allow the expansion and program for parents mean they remain on hold until after a ruling from a Texas district court. The original DACA program wasn't affected. Sylvia Puente with the Latino Policy Forum in Chicago says that outcome is disappointing.
The decision was basically there is no decision, so we're not at all aware of the court's argument. We're left in the dark as to which justices voted for and against upholding the decision.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said she expects the case to come back before the Supreme Court after a lower court rules on the merits. She says she expects the vacancy created by Justice Antonin Scalia's death will by then be filled by the next president. Republican nominee Donald Trump has called immigrants from Mexico criminals and says he wants to build a wall. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton says she'll introduce legislation to reform the country's current immigration policies. Meanwhile, anti-immigration activists say Obama's policy hurts public safety. Ira Melman points specifically to Chicago and Cook County's practice of not reporting undocumented residents to federal immigration authorities.
So that they're actually endangering the safety and security of law-abiding citizens in order to prove some kind of political point.
But activists on the other side of the issue say there are community benefits to DACA. Fred Sow is with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
Immigrants who are victims of crimes or who witness crimes are more willing to come forward and report crimes to the police or to the sheriff's department precisely because they know that their own status is not going to come under question.
Sow's colleague, Brendan McGee, says more immigrants in the state are applying for citizenship than in past years so they can vote for president in November. That means a lot of Latinos who may be wary of Trump's ideas. McGee says 70% of immigrants in Illinois are from Mexico.
You've got the candidate in the Republican Party who's basically, you know, called many people coming from Mexico rapists.
Gonzalez, the undocumented EIU student currently protected from deportation, says she's unsure if she will still have that status after the election.
The next challenging point will be when my renewal is over. Due to the presidency, I don't know if there's going to be a third renewal. I don't know what's going to happen. Currently, I'm just taking it day by day.
Immigration reform advocates say they don't expect Congress to take up legislation before the election. For now, all anyone can really do is wait. I'm Sarah Mueller.